Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You mentioned the situation that God put you in, but mm-hmm. when we heard you after the Week 18 game, it sounded like you didn't want to be in that situation anymore. And I understand it's an emotional time, but you said it. So where are you now?
I'm in a good space, man. I've had a conversation with my mom, had a conversation with my wife, and basically, like, as a father, you don't need to put yourself in a situation like that. It doesn't matter how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, be able to, you know, man up, because at the end of the day, you are a leader of men. Like, you're a leader of this team. So you got to know how to handle yourself in those moments.
Right.
Like, take accountability.
Right.
And I'm taking full accountability of what I said, man. Like, I don't deserve to say anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, Miami Dolphins, they paying me to play.
Yeah. They've been good to you.
They've been very good to me.
Right.
So why am I going to go out and say some of the things that I said, man? And I fully take it back, and I'm gonna take full accountability of it, and I'm gonna come back next year hoping to still be there and bust my tail, man, for the team, for the guys, for the fans, for the whole city.
So you want to stay with the Dolphins?
I want to stay with the Dolphins.
100%.
I hear them. They're saying apology accepted.
That was Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Kyle Kraft's been real busy last few weeks, joins us from a host of Locked on Fins podcast, as well as the 33rd team. And Kyle, good morning to you. Man, I saw you got things stirred up down here a little bit with the Fins' 13th pick, Penn State tight end Tyler Warren, who's, by the way, a hell of a player. Tied in, though, with the first pick, potentially?
Yeah. If I knew somebody was going to appreciate drafting a tight end, it would be Joe Rose, of all people, would appreciate a tight end with that pick. You know that position and what it brings, right? And I don't think the Dolphins should put themselves in a headspace, and everybody wants to fix the offensive line, and I agree with that. But are you going to draft a guard at 13, can you sign guys in free agency that are in price points that you feel like you can get competent starters at a minimum in-house? That's kind of how I feel they're going to attack the offensive line this offseason, when you consider they have assets at tackle, they have assets at center. We'll see what kind of decisions they make as far as, like, Bradley Chubb at defensive end. If they make a change there, I think that could maybe put that in a position where it's a little bit more of a pressing need, but you're missing that X factor. Mike McDaniels talked about the tight end room being really the defining role in the versatility of your offense. And on a week-over-week basis, the guys that have been playing in line as a part of the core that help the run game but can also dictate passing game matchups, it's been non-existent. And Jonnu Smith was a revelation for Miami, but Julian Hill and Durham Smythe combined played over 700 snaps last season.
Yeah.
Like that's still a big role that has nothing to do with Jonnu Smith and his contributions to the offense.
No, that's a good point. And those guys were up and down. I got you. No question about it. A lot of people frustrated with that position. And then Jonnu Smith took off. I think you had the stat. I was surprised. What'd you say, at 27% of the snaps? Did I see that?
Jonnu?
Yeah.
It's not 27, but, he was at a snap share that was floating around 500, 600 snaps. I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but it's probably close to
60%
off the top of my head.
I got to tell you, though, those two guys, you know, to your point, it'll be interesting, but... Well, I'll tell you what, I thought for sure after you watched the Eagles dominate on the offensive line and defensive line, I thought you're like, hey, let's go all in, whatever it takes. If it means a tackle's got to be a guard or you see a defensive tackle out there you really like and you don't think you can get a quality young guy in free agency, let's just hit it and hit it quickly. And speaking of that, Milton Williams, I see, had a couple of sacks, is eligible for free agency. How hard would you go after that guy, and how good has he been?
I think he's really developed into a great talent. I really liked him coming out of Louisiana Tech, and he ran in the 4.6s. He had like a 38-inch vertical jump. He had a sub-7-second three. Like he's got defensive end numbers as a guy that was like 290 pounds. Just a freak athlete. But he fell in the draft a little bit because he had shorter arms. Well, he's shown – now that he's developed his technique and his placement and his pass rush counters and his ability to deconstruct blocks, playing in Philadelphia around some of that other talent, I think he'd be an amazing addition to this defensive front. The challenge is, you know, what kind of contracts is Miami prepared to offload to give them the long-term flexibility to potentially add a contract that right. I think is where – like, if you told me he ends up getting paid in free agency what Ed Oliver's making in Buffalo on an annual basis, and that's $16, $17 million a season, I wouldn't be surprised if Milton Williams ends up in that stratosphere when it's all said and done.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to tell me $12, $13 million. Wow, that's hey, you play great in those games, and he did. He dominated inside. I completely understand it. Hey, so I want to ask you, we played that Tyree Kill. I did that for a reason. I've been saying this, so Mike's talking about making some changes. I'm really curious more than anything else the handling of Tyreek Hill as we get ready to go after apparently a serious talk about discipline and doing the right thing with the head coach and the general manager. What's your take on Tyreek Hill? Because I don't think he's going anywhere. I want him. It's just all the other things of being late, and nobody said it, but he's the guy. He's the guy that's late. What's your take on the Tyreek Hill going forward with Mike and that relationship?
Yeah, I don't know realistically what you expect is going to change. I mean, Tyreek Hill has a major in saying all the right things in the offseason versus what the pattern of behavior is. Those are two different things. They really are. So I think if you're going to just run it back and hope that things are better next year, I think there's a pretty high chance you end up not liking the sowing that you're doing from the reaping of that decision. But we'll see what they ultimately decide to do. I think a lot of the messaging out of the insiders this past weekend has been they're going to move forward with Tyreek, and I just don't know how that relationship looks different. Maybe they're banking on the new wide receiver coach to come in and have a little bit of a different temperature in that room. But other than that, you know, it's Tyreek is who he is. And, you know, when people show you who they are, I think you should believe them. And I think that's the really fascinating thing that the Dolphins and their decisions this offseason has to be prepared to kind of show.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You need a strong personality as a receiver coach. That's why I am absolutely shocked Wes Welker was let go. I am shocked by that resume, to what he's done, to knowing what it's like to play in big games, to be part of it that is not the receiver coach. It's mind-boggling to me that he is not here anymore and they're bringing in somebody else. So So I want to ask you, can we get the old passing game back? Because I refuse to talk about too deep anymore. To get that passing game we had a couple years back as part of this offense, can it happen?
Yeah, you know, I think there were more opportunities on tape last year to kind of throw some of those money routes than what they actually took. So I don't necessarily know what the point of emphasis was. I don't know if they kind of got in and they started doing their installs and prepping for games, and they kind of had the realization, like, oh, all these guys up front that we were betting on making big steps because of continuity, it didn't happen. So we've kind of painted ourselves into a corner here for what it looks like. I don't know if that had something to do with it. I really don't know. But they had those intermediate throws more frequently available. And there were times where it was just like, oh, well, we want to get the ball out of our hands fast, and there's free access underneath, so we're going to take it. And I think there's a better balance to be had there with that. But I think you ideologically have to change. You can't be spamming the perimeter screen passes to the degree in which the Dolphins did. If you take a minus play in the red zone and you're facing second and goal from the 12 and you really just punt and throw two screens back-to-back, like, you're in the red zone. You should be trying to score touchdowns. Right. And it felt like there were some possessions last year where once they had the minus play, they really just conceded and said, oh, maybe we'll get lucky and pop one. So I don't know what has to change for that mentality to change, but I think they'll tell us that with what they go about their business doing this offseason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kyle, I always do this, man. We watch a team dominate in the Super Bowl like we just saw. The Eagles were just sensational. And I just go, okay, what can we learn from that? For you, what can the Dolphins learn from what the Eagles just did physically to the Kansas City Chiefs? I mean, just humiliated them.
Yeah, I think the defensive side of the ball, everybody's going to point to the Eagles and their offensive line, and rightfully so. It's the best offensive line unit in football for my money. But the way that they've hit some of those players is different. You know, Cam Jurgens was a day two pick, and Jordan Mailata was a day three flyer that they developed, and Jeff Stoutland gets his hand on these guys, and they turn into gold, and Mekhi Becton was a former busted tackle.
Right.
You know, so that offensive line, there's been enough continuity with the coaching staff there that they have a really good level of program development with Jeff Stoutland. And they've got guys from all different walks of life in the NFL, whether it's Lane Johnson as a top five pick, Jordan Mailata as a seventh round pick, Mekhi Becton in free agency is a bust, a day two pick at center, Landon Dickerson was a day two pick. So, like, that recipe, and that's part of the reason why you go back to the first question you asked me about the mock. I didn't paint the Dolphins into a corner and say, oh, well, they have to draft a tackle here so that they can figure out the offense. Like, there's other ways that you can do it as long as you take the investment into it seriously. But what the story of that Super Bowl for me was Philadelphia's defensive talent and how they loaded up with young, dynamic talent on that side of the ball, because the defensive side of the ball is the reactionary side of the ball. They have to have the quick reflexes to react and more often than not play backwards in space. And having old guys in some of those roles is not a great place to be, because it's harder for you to have those reflexes and initial pop and twitch. So when you get into this draft, it's a great class to need defensive linemen, whether that's guys on the edge or guys in the interior. I think there's some promising guys on the second level and linebackers. I think it's a really good safety class. That's where, you know, if you can collect some more day two draft capital in this year's draft class, that's where I'd be looking to spend a lot of it, because I think that's what the story for Philly was for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vic Fangio's story, huh? How about that? 13 takeaways in the playoffs and one first down in the first half is all that Kansas City and Mahomes could put together against that great defense that Vic Fangio. But those numbers from 26 in the league to number one from last year to this year, just incredible numbers across the board. And apparently he does relate, because he played with two rookies, including one that had a pick six for a touchdown. Vic's work, some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, and you know, there's some debate out there about the numbers, but they got a lot of that done without even blitzing.
Yeah, that's
Pat,
crazy.
Right?
Jeez.
And I think that's another thing for Miami. Man, it'd be great to get a whole season of Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, Shop Robinson, Zach Sealer. Can that group stay healthy? And if it can, what else do you need to add?
Yeah.
So that you have a group that can win organically with four, because life changes so dramatically. And the Dolphins have played something like 25, 26 games without having their top three edge rushers all simultaneously available in a football game. And you have to go back before Black Friday in 2023. So that's another thing for me. You know, the plan for that room, how consistently healthy can you find that room? And I think that would change a lot of dynamics for this football team that we have here.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, the one thing you can't control is the injury bugs. But Philly, as you said, look really healthy and played great at the end of the year. Kyle, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Yeah, good stuff, Joe. It's good catching up with you.
All right, buddy. Kyle Krabs, the host of Locked on Fence podcast, joining us this morning, as well as 33rd team. And just talk a little bit about team and going forward. And we got a lot more. Ron Rothstein's going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Talk a little bit about the Miami Heat, some of the new players going forward, and the three-point shot. I don't know about you folks, that three-point shot is a little over the top right now for me, man. It's fine. It's fine if you hit 20 of 40 or 42 or 43 shots. But when you make 11, oh, Lord, 11 of 45 last night, just no shot to win. No shot when you shoot 33% overall anyway. Not good. Hey, I'll tell you what's good every day. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That man has no life, and he is always working for you. That's why Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been so successful for so long, 35 years, helping people get approved quickly, helping them get that mortgage, helping them get the best rates, getting them approved even on the weekends. Yeah, you're out looking around. You find a place. You want to get rolling on it quickly. You want to get approved. How long is this going to take? Michael Kotze says, man, I'm on it right now. I'm on helping people from first-time home buyers to get the lowest rates to self-employed that have been declined by the banks. He's helping everybody out there. I'll tell you one that he's really been doing a lot of work with. If you live in a condo and interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees, everything's going up in these condos. It's getting, all of a sudden, it's a disaster to live in a place you couldn't wait to live in. And look at that ocean every day, and here you are, upside down, crazy with credit card debt now, because that's what you're using to be able to pay 28, 29, 30%. Well, listen, Michael Kotze can relieve some of that money stress you're going through, get that credit card paid off, and get you back where you can afford to stay in a place you really wanted to end your retirement in. So let Michael Kotze help you. Reverse mortgages, just as popular as ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you have a lot of equity in your home or your home's paid off, hey, let Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage take good care of you and get that thing done quickly. Hey, that's what it's all about for him. This guy has truly no life. I'm not taking shots at Michael Kotze. That man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.